Hey everyone, welcome to episode 125 of the Slice of Healthcare podcast. I'm your host, Jared Taylor. On today's episode, we have Zach Gray, the co-founder and CEO at Ophelia. Let's not waste any time. Let's bring him on. Thanks so much for joining me on the Slice of Healthcare podcast. How are you today?
Doing well. Thanks, Jared. How are you?
Doing well. I'm excited for us to chat. Really think we should just dive right into it. I'd love if you could tell the audience a little bit about your background and then we'll talk about Ophelia.
Sure. My background in short is that I grew up fairly cynical about business. My father died of cancer when I was a freshman in college, and I saw all my smart friends going to work on Wall Street and couldn't help but feel like they were wasting their talent. I wanted to do something different, ended up studying philosophy and astrophysics and spending a couple years in physics labs, and then quickly became even more cynical about academia and excited about startups as a way to move the world forward. So I went and joined a direct-to-consumer solar energy company in New York, then realized that I had missed a lot of important material as an undergrad, never looked at a financial statement or anything like that. So I went to get my MBA at Wharton, and about 2 years ago exactly, lost a girl I loved to drugs. This was someone who had every reason to get access to quality care, but frankly was kept out of the healthcare system for psychosocial reasons, found it easier to get withdrawal medication from the black market, did well on it for a while, but eventually ran out of medication, started using it again, and she passed away. And so I became immediately obsessed with this problem. You know, having lived around the community, I knew quite acutely what the demand side issues were around, stigma, cost, convenience, et cetera. I didn't quite appreciate the promise of the solutions that already exist, but simply aren't being implemented for a whole host of reasons that we've set out to solve with Ophelia.
Interesting. And sorry for both of those losses that you just told us about. Yeah. It's a lot at it, especially an early point in your life. You're not in your 50s or 60s, you know, looking back. So yeah, sorry for that. So it is clear that you have a strong why you put together Ophelia. Can we go off of that? So I'm not going to ask you about the why of the company. I already know it, right? It's personal to you. Can we talk about how the platform works? Awesome.
Yeah. So, well, let's start with the treatment protocol itself. So not many people know this, but we have a treatment that works extraordinarily well for opioid use disorder. It's called medication-assisted treatment. It looks a lot like the treatment you'd get for depression or anxiety. So medication for withdrawal and cravings plus support and therapy. And importantly, it is a chronic treatment. Now, there's some interesting facts here that make you wonder why people aren't getting it. For starters, it saves the healthcare system a ton of money. So it's already covered by standard billing codes under insurance. Most people who are struggling have insurance. And about 80% of the people who need treatment aren't getting it and instead are spending thousands of dollars for the exact same medication on the black market. So why is that? Well, it starts with problems on the supply side. So, I won't bore you with too much of the details unless you're interested, but you need a special waiver from the DEA in order to prescribe this medication. Fewer than 5% of clinicians in this country have that waiver, and only about 50% of the ones who do are using it. Now, it's not because they don't want to, it's because they don't work in rehab programs. And so they have no way to connect to and treat patients with the support required in order to maintain continuity of care round the clock while they may be off, doing their other job, working in a hospital, working in a primary care setting, a community health center, maybe they're in school. And this has led to a tremendous supply shortage, which leaves a monopoly on talent for brick and mortar locations that have high fixed costs in the form of physical assets and salaried employees. And the only way that they can be profitable is by excessively billing, and that means excessively serving patients. And so they require things to do all sorts of stuff that is not medically necessary, but helps them make more money. And for the patient, that means if you want to use your insurance, you're stuck driving to a clinic multiple times a week. 40% of counties in this country don't have a single prescriber. So you're probably driving a long time doing things like group therapy and regular drug testing, which is just not medically necessary. The other option is the black market. And so our platform is designed to make it easier for anyone with a waiver to plug in and treat patients for as little as, 4 to 5 hours a week from home, log off and outsource the rest to us. And then for the patient to create, an experience that frankly is better than the black market in every way, because that seems to be the relevant competition. So discretion, convenience, cost, affordability, efficacy. And by bringing those two together, we've been able to tremendously increase access among a population that was previously not in care and instead self-medicating. As far as what the platform looks like, we are a telehealth services company. So we do, medication management, induction, stabilization, counseling, groups for people who want it. But we're very careful to not force things on people. We don't have a one size fits all model. If your alternative is buying Suboxone from your drug dealer and that's all you want because you're not all that complicated, or maybe you may need more, but you don't think you want it, that's okay. We'll get you started on medication so you can stop doing dangerous drugs, and then, educate and empower you to choose more if you want it. And then, of course, there are all sorts of things we do to maintain high quality care, including urine drug screens that we send to the patient's home, e-prescriptions to the patient's pharmacy, as well as 7-day access to our care coordination team through text and phone call.
Interesting. And what has some of that feedback been from the patients so far?
I mean, the patients are so extraordinarily grateful for us. They've been accustomed to having to jump through hoops their entire lives to get access to treatment. Whether it's spending, $50 a day for medication on the street, or having to leave work early twice a week in order to get to a clinic to be part of a group, wait in a waiting room for 2 hours, and not to mention dealing with all sorts of stigma, even within the medical community and on the pharmacy side. And so here is a platform that makes it really easy for them to continue the course of their normal life while accessing quality care the same way you would if you had depression or anxiety and were seeing a psychiatrist, but didn't have to take a month out of your life, leave work, leave your family, and check into a facility. So the fact that we make it easy for them, that we're evidence-based, and also non-judgmental and understanding of their problems, the quotes we get on a daily basis are really touching to me, and the data speaks to it, whether it's retention, NPS, or just general satisfaction scores.
Well, congratulations. That's it's great to hear, and it's great to hear that you're creating a better experience for your patients, for patients that haven't yet used the platform. But I think you really hit something that hit home to me, and as far as one of the ways you're helping them is they're not having to, maybe leave work and wait in a waiting room. And I think that's something you're seeing more and more, how much people truly value their time and hate waiting on anything. I mean, so you giving them that opportunity to, to not wait and to be able to get the care that they need at a high experience is awesome.
Yeah. It's particularly important for long-term retention. Often people go into a rehab program, as they say, when they've hit rock bottom, when the need is so acute that they're willing to, leave their job, leave their family, make their secret public, just so they can, start feeling a little bit better. Once people are in care and they're alive, they start to feel healthier, they've perhaps repaired their personal and professional relationships, well, now the demand is less acute. And it's very easy for people to drop out if you overburden them. So they may have been willing to go in twice a week for group therapy in weeks 1 to 4, maybe weeks, 15 to 20, it starts to become a slightly different calculus, and that's when people drop out. So it's not just about getting people to opt in. It's also about making it possible for them to stick with the program in a way that feels complementary to their life and not, in conflict with it.
What are some of the things you're most excited for right now? So we're heading into you know, we're springtime now. What are some of the things you're excited about this year for Ophelia?
Yep. I'm really excited to take what we've built and replicate it across the country. So we have a, you know, we've been operating for a little less than a year, candidly. We're only in two states. We've spent most of our time to this point really building out our systems, hiring great people, creating our own technology platform to intermediate between all members of our care team. And we've seen awesome patient adoption. Having said that, we're beginning to make the transition from what looks like a direct-to-consumer technology company to a healthcare company by contracting with insurance. So what's quite remarkable to me today is that roughly 70% of our patients are Medicaid enrolled, which means they could go to an in-network provider and pay close to nothing. We're cash-based today. So our price is $195 per month. And yet these people choose to work with Ophelia instead of go to their in-network solution because that's how bad rehab is. So fortunately, the billing codes are already in place with rates that were set to cover a fairly different, you know, brick and mortar cost structure. Once we start billing insurance, the cost will go down to close to zero for patients. Our revenue will go up, which will allow us to do more things and provide a generally better patient experience, as well as add on additional services. So really excited to expand geographically and also plug into the healthcare system to reduce the financial burden on our patients and increase access to people who, you know, may not have the ability to consistently spend $200 a month.
I like that a lot. Yeah, that's really exciting for you. And that's going to mean a lot more growth, you know, when you're able to go from just self-pay to also now billing the payers. Yep. It definitely increases that total market too, that you're able to address now. Cause not everyone will right, go with the self-pay and bypass their insurance carrier, whether it's good or not, right? There's I guess a focus where people are like, no, I'm paying for insurance. I want my insurance to cover at least a portion of this. So now you're going to have access to that. So that's super exciting. Yeah. That's really exciting. Well, yeah. I just want to quickly highlight too for the audience so that they know, this is your intro podcast where we're going through, you know, your background, the company, and kind of what you're excited about. And the goal is to have you and other members of your team come back on, talk about, you know, new announcements, new areas of business, maybe that you're going into and some key results, and continue to have the conversation in a variety of different ways. So I'm excited to build a relationship with you. And I just really want to thank you for coming on the podcast.
Thanks so much, Jared. Thanks for having us.
Hey, everyone. I wanted to give a quick shout out to our sponsor, Block Health. Block Health is building the ecosystem of services and solutions to power the future of healthcare. Through their platform, healthcare professionals and organizations can enter, upload, and share core credentialing documents and information. Professionals and organizations then have the opportunity to use that information to order multiple services and solutions like credentialing, state license registration, certifications, payer enrollment, renewals, and more. On average, the Block Health platform saves users 40 to 60% on credentialing and licensing related costs. Organizations can use Block Health as an extension of their team or as their whole licensing and credentialing team. Today, Block Health works with some of the top healthcare organizations. To learn more about Block Health, please visit www.blockhealth.com. That's BLOCHEALTH.com, and follow them on their social channels at Block Health. Thanks for listening. Thank you to everyone that listened to this week's episode of the Slice of Healthcare podcast. If you'd like to check out more of our podcasts, we're available on all the major podcast channels. And you can check us out on our website, www.sliceofhealthcare.com. And that'll have all of our past guests on there. You can see our sponsors, and you can learn more about actually becoming a guest. Thanks, and look forward to another episode next week.